Now I'm joined in the studio by client liaison manager Summer. She's here from the Beaches, which is Signature's award-winning care home in Brentwood, with nursing care and luxurious facilities. Do you like the way I nearly didn't get that word out?
I like that.
If people don't know about the Beaches, give us a little bit of an overview.
The Beaches is a care home, but we're dual registered, so we are a nursing home. We manage right from independence through to palliative or end of life. So when someone's looking at different options, there's lots of different situations with people when they come into the Beaches. Some people would just be, look, I don't want the whole thing of managing a property. I'm not managing the property, and actually I want to be looked after. And then you've got the other side, which is nursing needs. So if they've got some nursing needs and they think, I actually need some assistance now and I want someone there 24/7, they'll come through the doors. And then you've also got, we've got 99 apartments, and out of those, 25 of those are for our dementia and Alzheimer's community. So it will be people that are going along their journey with dementia or Alzheimer's.
And what's the age, the youngest?
Oh, so our youngest is 59, but our average age of a resident is 88, but our eldest will be 104 in February.
It's not Greta?
Yes.
Is she 100? Oh, wow, I thought she was going to be 105.
No, 104
she in February. She told me she was 104 last time I spoke, who is as sharp as a pin, actually, and
she's
interesting
truly,
woman.
Truly amazing, and her background is just, she's awesome. She was out there last night doing all the, in that heat, she was out there doing all the front flowers.
Yeah.
And chucking all her mealworms in, watering all the flowers. And I was like, Greta, are you okay? She was like, I'm fine, thank you, I'm fine.
She's got a great voice. She's from Northern Ireland, isn't she?
She is.
There's an interview, actually, if you go online and check out the Beaches, and it's Voices of Brentwood, and I interviewed a few of the residents, all different age groups, and they were talking about Brentwood. And what she was talking about is going back to when there was no properties about, because that's
absolutely
when she was first over here.
Yeah. She is amazing. I mean, all of our residents, they've got such a great story to tell, but it's just about giving them the time to be able to tell their story. And they're all so different.
Is there like a standard one size package that fits all?
Absolutely, is tailored to that person.
Yeah.
So from the process, from the family actually coming in to have a look around the home, because I always recommend that, because it's about the feeling. As soon as you walk through the doors, you get an instant feeling and think, okay, I like this, I like the ambience. And then the next step would be, if they're happy with that, we would send one of our registered nurses out to go and assess them in their home, or they can come in for a bit, spot a lunch and have an assessment. And the care package is tailored to that, their specific needs.
Somebody's quite able-bodied and still maybe like 90 and can still walk about, and
absolutely,
then you've got maybe somebody a bit younger that might need a little bit of help in the morning, getting dressed, or
personal care in the morning, or medication. So it's literally tailored to them. So as much as we write what's called the care plan, which is about their care needs, we write something called an all-persons bulletin, which is about them as a person, which is also fantastic, because it allows you to engage with a resident a lot better if you know a little bit about them.
Yes.
We have a manicurist that comes in and does all the ladies' nails.
Yeah.
We had high tea for the ladies, because we have gentlemen's club. So literally we had high tea yesterday afternoon, and then Jen, who's one of our activity guys, will go around and do all the ladies' nails, feet, and it's just pamper.
Yeah.
Which is very nice. I'd like someone to come to me and go, I'm going to do your nails today.
Don't you get tested? Don't you go, I need to test you to make sure that you're doing the correct job.
Have you seen these sausage fingers, Michelle? I have no nails. They're awful.
It's fine. Fine.
They're tiny little nails.
Oh, it's me.
You've got a nice nail bed, actually.
Yeah, once, thank you. I've never been told that before. I might put that on my dating app. Now, the Beaches, you are always doing loads of different events. If you're not dragged in to do stuff you don't want to do.
So we've got a Hawaiian party tomorrow. Aloha. So that will be like grass skirts. It will be cocktails, music, live entertainment. So you're more than welcome to come in, and it literally is to fill the home. I always say, you don't necessarily have to see me, although it would be good, because then I could give you a tour of the Beaches, but just come in and experience it. Bring mum, dad along to see what they think of it, and then go from there, and then you can always speak to me after.
Parents of my mum's age are going into their 80s. They bought their properties when they were about £700.
Yeah.
You go, how much? But they bought it, and they've got big houses. And nowadays, people are not that bothered whether or not they get. They'd rather have their parents have a better life.
Absolutely.
Than actually taking a massive chunk of inheritance. You can go to these, as we're saying, misconceptions. You can go to a care home. We've all been to the ones that you walk in. They've got a funny smell. and you've got loads of people sat round in chairs watching one television, which is, and it's very, very warm.
Absolutely.
In there, and that's it.
It just, some of them are still sadly like that.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, you've got to that age, you've done what you've done, you've had such an amazing life, why not still continue to live your best life?
Yeah.
With the activities, the stimulation. You don't just get to a certain age and stop living.
No.
It's not about existing, it's about living your life and living your best life.
Yeah, definitely.
Living the beaches life. Our residents are going out on a canal boating trip.
Oh, wow.
With an afternoon picnic. So they're going in a canal somewhere on a boat. And that's something new. We've not done that before.
Yeah.
But it was feedback from the residents meeting. And they said, we actually want to try this. So now we've organised it. So we're going to see how that goes.
And it is one of those things, as you said, you have a resident meeting. So they don't go, old people like to do knitting. So we're going to have a knitting afternoon. No, old people don't. And as I always say, old people have had relationships, they've had sex a term, they've had children, they've done all this stuff way before any of us. So I don't know why it is when people get older, we've got this tendency to talk to them like they can't really understand what we're saying. And they just must, you know, they must just look and go, what, you know, what are you on about? And you, when you come to the beaches, people there, and I have been into the beaches, you talk to people, you talk to them like people, because you know exactly what I mean, what people tend to do.
Hello, can you hear? It's like, no, you don't.
Cup of tea.
Yeah. They're adults.
Yeah.
They've been on this earth a lot longer than what we have.
Yep.
And they deserve the utmost respect and dignity.
Yep.
And as we're talking now is exactly how we'd talk to residents. They're no different. No different at all. Well, actually, our residents are different because they're amazing.
It's a fantastic place, and as you go in, as you're saying, like the first impressions, it just is, it's, as you walk in, you're like,
it's lovely. Yeah. And the thing is, and I think you've mentioned this before, people are walking around happy, the staff are happy, the care team are really happy.
Yeah.
You can't work in care if you don't care, which sounds really backward. It's not, but you can't do that job.
No.
You've got to have something about you where you want to make someone's life better.
And you're award-winning. You hear some horrible scare stories, or you see stuff in the news about certain care places.
Oh,
we all know the ones we're talking about. Yours is award-winning. You've won loads of awards
for care.
And that isn't just here at the beaches, because Signature...
That's across Signature. Yeah. They've got, you know, we're in the top 20 care homes within the UK. We're actually number one in Brentwood.
Yeah.
You know, say no more. It's the higher end. It's the luxury senior living.
Yeah.
The way that they've designed the buildings are amazing, because you've got the wide corridors. It doesn't feel like you're up against a, you know, you know, some corridors you walk in, you think, I can't move left and I can't move right. Yeah. You know, the doorways are a lot wider. Instead of having, you know, the bars and handrails that you get in some homes, they're all sort of, they look like a dado rail, but like a shelf. So if you've got mobility and you think, oh, I'm a bit unsteady, you've got something there to hold on to. Mm. So there's lots of adaptations in the home that you wouldn't necessarily even think to do. I wouldn't think to do. I think it's really clever how they've designed it.
It's great. My mum is actually 89, and she uses Facebook. It's hilarious.
Oh, maybe she could, because our residents have a computer club. So learning how to use the iPads and FaceTiming. So we actually have an activity based on that, because they want to learn more of how the computers work.
Yeah.
Maybe we could get your mum in.
Well, she sent me a picture of a horse's head, one of my first messages. She sends some really, really strange messages sometimes, but it's a way for her to keep in contact. It just keeps you in contact with your grandchildren, your children.
It absolutely does, because there's so much out there available. And the thing is, with our residents, yes, some of them are from Brentwood, but their families are living all over the world, which is really good with our care team. They use something called a Family Gateway, AMCM. So everything we do is logged with a resident.
Mm.
So we give the family the login details. They can log in at any time and see what mum and dad's been up to.
Ooh.
From conversations to medication to personal care, activities. So it just gives them that peace of mind if they're, you know, one resident's family living in Singapore and Australia.
Yeah.
You can't get any further across the water. But it gives them peace of mind to know that, actually, my mum's doing really well.
Mm.
It's really nice.
And it's a beautiful place. You can check it out online if you go to the website, which is all the W's, signature-carehomes.co.uk. And if you look, you'll find the beaches. There's loads of information there. There's great pictures as well of the staircase. Do you know what that staircase? I don't want to sort of tie it in with this, but it reminds me of the scene from the Titanic, that staircase.
Oh, it is.
Do you know what I mean? Where she walks up at the end and it's like, oh, that's the only part of the film I've seen. I haven't watched the rest of it.
I mean, the home is beautiful.
Mm.
The home is beautiful. The staircase, the light. Yeah. But if you don't have the care, Michelle, you ain't got nothing.
No. Oh, that's another tagline.
I'm just literally pulling them out of the bag.
She's just going mad today. She's on fire today. Adam, what's happened? So there we go. The Beaches Care Home in Brentwood, Essex. Award-winning care, nursing care with luxury facilities. You've got two restaurants there, one fine dining, got a bistro-style experience, Redwood Caff, and refreshments at any time.
Yes. Lovely, Michelle.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's lovely to see you.
And you too. I'm gonna